We are in a national emergency right now on multiple fronts, and Congress just went on vacation as if nothing's wrong. Who goes on vacation, by the way, when America is burning down all around them? The conspiracy to commit an assassination of the American president, possible multiple shooters with a Secret Service that told individuals to stand down, a coup that removed a sitting U.S. president. Oh, and by the way, migrant shelters with new information over the weekend overflowing across America with military-aged men from other countries.
Some people who live in one neighborhood want a migrant shelter closed, blaming it for recent acts of violence in the community, including two separate shootings.
It's almost as if they don't care what happens to America because Congress will be fine, Americans will suffer, and we will have no country left. First of all, thank you so much for subscribing to this channel. We couldn't do this without all the rebels out there who subscribe. So thank you and welcome to the rebellion. We have a couple of big news stories that I want to go over this morning that need your attention. But first, there are 99 days left until America changes forever. 99 days left until America votes on November 5th. The next 99 days are the most critical days in America's history, bigger than the election of 1800 when Thomas Jefferson defeated John Adams, bigger than the election of 1864, bigger even than 1968 when Democrats carried out their first major coup in an election against Robert F. Kennedy, assassinating him and then installing Hubert Humphrey at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, a man no one voted for, by the way, but Democratic strongmen in Chicago placed him as the nominee at the DNC. In 18 days from now, in Chicago, history is about to repeat itself at the 2024 Democratic convention. Democrats are about to install a person no one voted for, a person no one likes, a person who's woefully unprepared to lead America.
Yes, you may clap.
But it doesn't matter. They're going to do it anyway. No, 99 days from now, this country will face the most important election in America's history. I will argue that point with anyone, and I will win that argument when I show you the following points today. First, we have undeniable evidence now that President Obama, yes, President Obama, carried out a modern-day coup on a sitting president of the United States, and he did it out in the open. According to new reporting from Seymour Hersh this weekend, the plan went into action after President Biden had some kind of a major medical emergency on July 17th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Biden was then whisked away after local emergency rooms were alerted that the president was coming in. Instead, they threw him on Air Force One and flew at rocket speed to hide in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. That way, they could keep the secret from reporters. And that was the breaking point, though. And that was the breaking point moment for his boss, President Obama. Now, according to Hersh, President Obama called on Sunday, July 21st to tell him the bad news. Mr. Biden, you're out of a job. You're being replaced. What about the voters? Oh, that didn't matter. Obama had already decided. According to Hersh, quote, Obama called Biden after breakfast and said, here's the deal. You can hear him almost saying that, right? Here's the deal. We have Kamala's approval to invoke the 25th Amendment, he said, end quote. The amendment provides that when the president is determined by the vice president and others to be unfit to carry out the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall assume those duties. An Obama coup officially took place. Now it makes sense. It all makes sense. Why Obama is the only ex-president in a century to officially live in Washington, D.C., bought a house there.
He is the only president that stayed in Washington, D.C., you know, after all other presidents left and went back home, with the exception of one other who was sick and couldn't move. Barack Obama has stayed there to run this country and to run it into the ground, to destroy it, so they can build it back better in their globalist image. That's where we're heading, folks. I can't say it any clearer.
Oh, makes total sense right now, doesn't it? And as Hersh reports, quote, the official who has decades of experience in fundraising told me that Obama emerged as the strongman throughout the negotiations. Quote, he had an agenda and he wanted to seek it to the end and he wanted to have control over who would be elected, end quote. In other words, Obama chose the nominee, not the voters. Well, that's going over well with Democrats, especially Black Lives Matter. The same Black Lives Matter protesters that burned American City for 5 months are now furious that Barack Obama would sidestep the will of the voters and select an American presidential candidate. Over the weekend, Black Lives Matter has gone into hyperdrive, slamming Obama and slamming Democrat elites for ignoring the voters. Imagine that. Black Lives Matter is making the point that they fought for decades to get Black Americans the right to vote, and now you're stripping them of their right to vote. Makes sense. Could it have anything to do with the fact that Black voters are ditching the Democrat Party at record pace, instead admitting for the very first time that they're voting for a Republican, they're voting for President Trump?
There was a poll out today, a poll of African-American women showing a 31-point drop in support from 2020 to 2024 in terms of plans to vote for President Biden.
I'm sure it's a total coincidence. Democrats a few weeks ago admitted Democrats don't like Harris. They even called her Biden's biggest mistake.
And focus groups conducted by the Democratic National Committee also found Harris rubbed some people the wrong way. So, Jonah, how big a drag is Kamala Harris on the ticket?
I think she's a pretty big drag. I think she was arguably Biden's worst political decision of his presidency to pick her in the first place.
But something bigger is at play here. If President Biden is not fit to run any longer because he's got dementia, then at what point over the next few weeks will Kamala become president of the United States? Will it happen before the election? Will it happen before the convention in Obama's Chicago? Will it happen after the convention when Obama introduces her on stage? It's about to happen, folks. She will become president before November 5th.
Yes, you may clap.
Meanwhile, just 16 days ago, the deep state almost assassinated a former president of the United States. 16 days ago. And Congress went on vacation. All of this is independent researchers are starting to piece together exactly what happened with this conspiracy. Yes, I'm saying the word, the conspiracy to kill Trump. There's overwhelming evidence of a conspiracy. The legal definition of conspiracy is this: when two or more persons join together and form an agreement to violate the law and then act on that agreement. The people that joined together and ordered the Secret Service to stand down 20 minutes before the shooting, the people that told the Secret Service to not communicate with the Butler Police SWAT team. This is a huge piece of information that we just learned this weekend.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
What about the people that joined together to turn down the Trump campaign's request for additional security? The two or more persons that hid the information of a credible threat against the president's life, kept it from the Trump team. We now know there was a conspiracy to kill Trump. We had a massive January 6th investigation, and right now Congress is on vacation. Remember, folks, the CIA created the term conspiracy theorist to discredit normal Americans who didn't believe the BS story around the JFK assassination. An assassination, of course, carried out by the CIA. The eyewitnesses that saw the Secret Service agent turn around in the car and shoot Kennedy in the face, they saw that with their own eyes, and they would be labeled a conspiracy theorist. On this show, of course, being labeled a conspiracy theorist is a badge of honor. So in 99 days, this country will change forever. What kind of country do we want? A country run by deep state murderers, or a country run by and for real Americans? Let me know down below. That's the news update part of today's video. Now I want to tell you about today's sponsor, which is tied directly to the future of the United States dollar and what these next 99 days could mean for the future of our monetary system. Now, Donald Trump just came out and fully endorsed protecting Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies if he's reelected. So the company that I want to tell you about is called DeFi Technologies. Now, here's their ticker on your screen. In fact, Trump came out this weekend and said he literally wants to create a stockpile of Bitcoin for the United States, and no one should sell their Bitcoin. Now, I want to really stress how bullish I am on this company. Okay, this company is surging, and I asked them to sponsor today's video so you can understand the moment that we're in right now. So fact number one, DeFi is up 192% this year, 192%. Now, I told you about DeFi a few weeks ago here on the show, and since I told you about it, it's up 93%. So if you were paying attention to me a few weeks ago, you would have seen 93% increase in your money since I first told you about this remarkable company, if you invested in the company, of course. So just so you understand all this, in the same time period since I told you about DeFi, Bitcoin is up 56%. It has crushed Bitcoin 4-1. Again, DeFi for the year is up 192%. Bitcoin is up 56%. Now, since last year, DeFi is up 1,450% compared to 125% for Bitcoin. So in 1 year, that's a 10x better return than Bitcoin. Okay, now I told you a few weeks ago why I was so bullish on this, and DeFi is not even listed on the NASDAQ yet. Just wait till that happens. Now, holding DeFi has been 10x more profitable than holding Bitcoin. So I'm giving you the opportunity to crush the underlying asset with this company. Now, I believe this is the most undervalued company I've ever shown you here on the show. I own a lot of stock in a lot of different companies, but none of them comes close to this. If you missed my previous video, let me explain how DeFi technologies work so you have some walking understanding of this, okay? So what is DeFi? I'm going to share two big data points with you right now. Now, DeFi is a holding company, just like Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is a holding company. You go to Berkshire Hathaway's headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, you say hi to Warren Buffett, and there's only about 20 people working there, 20 clerks that are working there. Berkshire owns an incredible amount of companies like Apple, Coca-Cola, and their crown jewel, of course, Geico Insurance, but they don't manage any of them. That's why it's such a small office. So it's the same with DeFi. They own a crown jewel of a Bitcoin ETP company called Valour. Now, Valour is one of the only companies in the world that has a license to issue ETPs for the crypto industry. Now, ETPs are Europe's version of an ETF, okay, an exchange-traded fund. In other words, any hedge fund or individual or sovereign wealth fund that wants to get exposure to crypto can go to Valour and then buy shares of Valour's Bitcoin ETP. Or they can buy their Ethereum ETP or their Solana ETP. They have right now 23 ETPs and they're issuing more as we speak. Now, just so you understand, to get a licensee, to become a licensee to start issuing ETPs can take about 2 to 3 years to get. So they are way ahead of the curve. So even if BlackRock or someone else wanted to try to launch their own ETP, they'd have to wait years to do it. Valour was genius because they started this licensing process back in 2017 with a huge competitive advantage right now. So DeFi owns Valour, but that's just the first thing. The second thing I want to share with you, this is going to blow your mind. The fact that they own Valour is just one piece of this puzzle. In the last 2 months, DeFi created another business segment called DeFi Alpha, which is an arbitrage trading desk. Just like Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has a trading desk, DeFi has the exact same thing. They have a trading desk that works for you, the shareholder. Their trading desk doesn't just buy and sell stock. They have an arbitrage trading desk, which is a specialized trading desk that focuses on identifying and capitalizing on low-risk arbitrage opportunities within the cryptocurrency market. Utilizing advanced algorithmic strategies and in-depth market analysis, DeFi Alpha generates alpha by exploiting the inefficiencies and the discrepancies in digital asset pricing. DeFi opened an arbitrage trading desk, and in just the first 3 months, it's earned $97.5 million. That's unbelievable. And when you take into account that its market cap is only $450 million, and you tick off the $100 million they've made in the last 3 months from DeFi Alpha and the millions they've made from Valour, do the math. This stock is trading for just 3x earnings. What kind of a company trades for just 3x earnings? Oh, and I forgot to mention that 45% of the stock is owned by the ownership, the CEO, the founders, etc. And they're even buying more shares on the open market as we speak. In fact, they think the stock is so undervalued, they just announced a buyback program to buy up 10% of their shares back. So on top of that, they just bought 204 Bitcoin. So owning shares means you'd have exposure to Bitcoin as well and other coins they own like Solana, etc. So then they keep adding new ETPs to their portfolio in addition to their yield-bearing Bitcoin ETP, the only one in the world, by the way. Fund manager Eric Jackson recently said he thinks this stock is worth at least $20 a share. Right now, it's trading at just $1.58 a share. Eric Jackson sees a huge upside potential for this company. So any way you slice it, this is a phenomenal company. That's why I'm so bullish on it. And if you think Trump is going to win, Bitcoin and crypto will get a big boost with that champion in their corner. My God, what could happen next with this company if we see a huge boost in Bitcoin and crypto from a Trump administration? Anyways, guys, I got a lot of really nice emails from you over the past few weeks after I told you about this company. And then, yes, it surged 93%. But again, you guys took action. I just told you about the company, okay? You did your own homework on it and you did whatever you did, okay? So I'm just telling you again right now with all of these big news pieces with this company, go out there, do your own homework, okay? I'm telling you that there's a price target from Eric Jackson of $20 a share and it's trading at just $1.58 a share right now. So here's that ticker again on your screen. Do your own homework on this, and we'll see you next time, everyone.